So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 12, text number 14. Doesn't have a purport, so we're going to chant 15 together. Tasmat akirti yasasur jaya paja yur api samasyat asuka dukhavyam mrityu jiva tayostata. Since everything is dependent on the supreme will of the personality of Godhead, one should be equipoised in fame and defamation, victory and defeat, life and death, and their effects represented as happiness and distress. One should maintain oneself in equilibrium without anxiety. And now text 15. Sattvam rajas tama iti prakriter natmano guna tatra sakshinam atmanam yo veda sa na Badyate Sattvam Rajas Tama Iti Prakrutir Natmano Gunaha Tatra Saksinam Atmanam Yo Veda Sana Badyate Sattvam. The mode of goodness. Raja, the mode of passion. Tama, the mode of ignorance. Iti, thus. Prakriti, of the material nature. Na, not. Atmana, of the spirit soul. Guna, the qualities. Tatra, in such a position. Sakshinam, an observer. Atmanam, the self. Ya, anyone who. Veda, knows. Sa, he. Na, not. Badyate, is bound. You can see how even the Slovenian language is coming from Sanskrit. I found out yesterday that this word Veda in Slovenia also means knowledge. Yeah, interesting. In English language, many words similar to Sanskrit. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. One who knows that the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, are not qualities of the soul but qualities of the material nature, and who knows that the pure soul is simply an observer of the actions and reactions of these qualities, should be understood to be a liberated person. He is not bound by these qualities. Purport. As the Lord explains in the Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochiti Nikangsi Samasavesa Bhutesu Mad Bhakti Milavate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one attains self-realization, the Brahma-Bhuta stage, one knows that whatever happens during his life is due to a contamination of the modes of material nature. The living being, the pure soul, has nothing to do with these modes. In the midst of the hurricane of the material world, everything changes very quickly. But if one remains silent and simply observes the actions and reactions of the hurricane, he is understood to be liberated. the real qualification of the liberated soul is that he remains Krishna conscious, undisturbed by the actions and reactions of the material energy. Such a liberated person is always jubilant. He never laments or aspires for anything, since everything is supplied by the Supreme Lord. The living entity, being fully dependent on him, should not protest or accept anything in terms of his personal sense gratification. Rather, he should receive everything as the mercy of the Lord and remain steady in all circumstances. In the Shikshashtaka of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Nadanam, Najanam Nasundari and Kavitang Va Jagadishikame, Mama Janmani Janmani Sri Bhavatud Bhakti Ahaitiki Tvai. He says, I don't want wealth. I was distributing books yesterday here in the center, and I was talking to one young man, and he was a little reluctant to take the book. And I told him, you know, I stop people that have good energy. You have good energy. This would be good for you. This will increase your good energy. He said, nah, you just want my money. So I told him, actually, you know, this is a very attractive thing in the material world. People want money, and a lot of it. But you know, money doesn't bring happiness. Then I told him that famous thing we have going in ISKCON now, that you'll know how wealthy you are when you find out how many very valuable things you have that money can't buy. So he asked him, so, what do you think? What is very valuable that money can't buy? And he started thinking, oh yeah, peace? Yeah, you can't buy peace. How about love? Friendship? Wisdom? He said, all right, I'll give you a donation. It's a good line. So these are things that are very valuable, but Natevatu Svartha Gatinghi Vishnu Dharasya Bhayardi. People don't know that what is even more valuable than all these things is to have a desire to serve Krishna. This is what is most valuable. To have a desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they're not interested. I was amazed how many people I met yesterday. No, I don't like religion. So much atheism here. I was amazed. I was disappointed, actually. But people come here to forget Krishna. So we shouldn't be surprised. Yeah. People come here to be God. Just like we shouldn't be surprised if we go to the prison and there's criminals. Right? That's where criminals go, the prison. So people come here to be God, to be the enjoyer, to be the proprietor. But actually, we're all servants. So what they're thinking is very valuable, the sense gratification. So they'll work so hard for a little sense gratification. Yeah. So they want a lot of wealth, but people become intoxicated with wealth. Becomes a little bit of a hurricane, like Prabhupada mentions here in their purport. It's like a subtle hurricane. People become very wealthy and they become bewildered, intoxicated by this wealth. So Lord Chaitanya says, I don't want wealth. And what is real wealth? Yeah. Service to good. Prema dana vanavyada daridya jivan dasakari vitayinamori deya prema dana. That in this Shikshashtaka, in between these eight famous verses, there's some nice verses, and this is one of them. Lord Chaitanya says, anybody that does not have love for Krishna is a daridya jivan, a poor soul. Therefore, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service, and all I want as salary is love for you. So this is real wealth, to have love for Krishna. But not easy. As Prabhupada says in one purport, the process is simple, but the application is difficult. First canto. It's simple. Chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, dance. Yeah. Nice. Nice association. But to put it, to apply it in one's life, throughout one's life, that's difficult. Because you gotta deal with the mind. This is the difficulty. As when Krishna explained in the yoga system, 6th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna said, I find this to be impossible. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pamati balavadrudam. Because the mind is flickering. Any of you ever noticed that? Mind is flickering sometimes? Especially as soon as we pick up our japa beads, right? The mind is like, it's all over the place. Yeah. So the mind is flickering. Chanchalam hi mana pamati, it's mad. Mad. Balava is very strong. Tridam, determined. And to control it is more difficult than to control a hurricane. The wind. So difficult. So this is what's difficult. Controlling the mind. But possible. What's the next verse? After Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. It is undoubtedly very difficult to control the mind, but it's possible by constant practice and detachment. So just like anything, you practice anything, you get better at it. Practice makes perfect. So you gotta keep on, as Krishna says, yato, yato, nishchalati, from wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one's gotta bring it back. Under control of the self. As Bhaktisiddhanta says, Swatita Thakur said, the mind has to be beaten. No. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Don't go over there. Prabhupada said the mind is like a child. A little baby child. You know, 6 month, 1 year old child. You got to be constantly watched. Because whatever the baby sees, what does he want to do? Whatever he sees, he wants to put it in the mouth. Because that's the only sense child knows, you know, just everything goes in the mouth. So the mother has to constantly watch the child, or it'll go everywhere. There's one mother wasn't watching the child. The child went outside the house, crawled outside the house, and is out on the crawling around on the street. Yeah. Irresponsible. There's some irresponsible mothers. So the child has to be constantly watched. So the mind is like that. Constantly has to be watched. Otherwise, subtle hurricanes take place. Yeah. So nadanam, nadjanam, nasundaring. I don't want followers. Yes, people want followers. Just like now in America, they're having the presidential election. 21 candidates are trying to be president of the United States. Basically, I think they just want to get rid of Trump, you know, just whatever. Hopefully one of them does it, yeah. But they're all trying to get votes. It's a huge thing. The campaign trail, they're working like anything. Sometimes they sleep just like 3 hours a night, just talking, trying to get followers, trying to get people to vote for them. It's madness. You know? So it's very common. Somebody, it's like also, Srila Prabhupada, he said that there's so many countries that are doing export. What do they mostly export out of Slovenia? Huh? Anything? Intelligent people. Okay, well that's pretty good. They don't export anything?
Medicine.
Yeah, pharmaceutical. Yeah? That's the main export? No food? Refrigerators, gas stoves. Oh, really? So Prabhupada said the main thing exported out of India is gods. Every couple months another god is being exported. Yeah. And they want followers. And many of them get them. Yeah. They get these followers. So it's a common thing. People want, just like on Facebook also, they get followers on Facebook. You get all these people on Facebook trying to get followers. Yeah. Another hurricane. Yeah. Become proud. I have so many followers. I'm a big guru. I'm the president. Yeah. Another hurricane. Nadanam Najanam Nasundri. And beautiful wife. Or handsome husband. This is the main hurricane. This is the major hurricane. Just like we all grew up, young boys or young girls, and just living happily in life. And then all of a sudden, sex desire comes, and it's like, what the, what's that? Hurricane. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says, Apoyamana machalapachtam samudamapa pavasanti tadvat kamiyam pavasanti sarve sasanti mapno nikama kami. One who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but which is always steady, alone achieves peace. And not the person who strives to satisfy such desires. So many material desires will come. You know, money and followers and sex desires. So many of these things will come. But when they come, let them go. Just as they come, they can go. And the quickest way to let them go, or the quickest way to remove these desires is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And therefore it stated, Iti sadasikam nama kalikam asanasam nata parotropara sarvede shudishite. That if one wants to become free of all contamination and counteract all the sins of this age, there is no alternative than to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. This is the process in this age for becoming free of all the contamination. Anybody here want to get free of material contamination? Yeah. Haribo. Yeah, me too. Not easy. Because we've had this contamination here for a long time. Too long. Like millions of lifetimes. And now in this one lifetime, we're trying to get purified. We're trying to attain this pure devotional service, unalloyed devotion for Krishna. It's like pure gold. Pure gold is 24 karat gold. And because it's pure gold, it's very soft. And therefore they have to mix it with other metals to make it hard. So pure devotional service means we have a soft heart. Yeah. But when it's mixed with the modes of nature, then it becomes hard. Yeah. My Prabhupada was walking one time in some cold area, someplace in Europe, and he was walking, and he had his cane, and as he was walking with his servant, he was taking his cane, he was breaking these ice puddles. He'd break these ice puddles. And he'd take another, he'd walk, and they'd see another ice puddle. And he would break the ice. And he'd walk, and he would see another. He would break the ice. And the servant knew that Prabhupada can be pretty deep. So he was, maybe there's a message behind this. So the devotee said, Prabhupada, you keep on breaking these ice puddles. Is there any message behind this? He said, yes. The living entity is naturally pure. The heart is naturally soft and warm. But because of coming in contact with the modes of nature, the heart becomes hard and cold. Just like this water here. Water is naturally soft and warm if it's summertime. But because it's come in contact with the cold, the water has become hard and cold. So I have come to break that, to help the hearts become soft and warm again. Big challenge. But he's doing it still. Still he's doing it. So, yeah, material desires will come. We have to somehow let them go and cherish our spiritual desires. Some desires we want to keep. Just like Prabhupada was visiting one temple. And the temple president went to him and said, Prabhupada, here at this temple, we have a strong desire to distribute your books. Prabhupada said, oh, very good. Don't let that desire go. So some desires we want to keep, yeah? And some desires we want to get rid of as quickly as possible. So, of course, this, the main, what as Prabhupada said, makes the world go round is the sex desire. So this is the main hurdle in the material world. But it's just a perverted reflection of our desire to Krishna, you know, to serve Krishna, this lust. Yeah. It's compared to iron, and love is compared to gold. Yeah. So they're both metals. One is very valuable, another is not. There's one instance where Prabhupada, he was visiting one temple and he heard about this devotee that was preaching there. He's making a lot of devotees. And Prabhupada had heard about him even before he visited this temple. So Prabhupada was there and the servant, he introduced this devotee to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I've heard of your preaching, of your success. Very good. Do you want to take sannyas? And the devotee said, yeah, okay. Back then it was very easy. Yeah. Emergency. He gave Jayapataka, anybody know how old Jayapataka Swami was when he took sannyas? 19. Still a teenager. But he made it all the way. That's pretty good. A lot of them didn't. About half of them, unfortunately. But it was an emergency. Just like Prabhupada gave the example of sometimes in war, someone's not qualified to be an officer, but they'll make him a lieutenant or an admiral or something because it's an emergency. You know, they're not qualified, but it's an emergency. So they give these positions. So it was like that. So Prabhupada saw it as an emergency. So Swami said, yeah, I'll take sannyas. So, all right, come and see me. This afternoon we'll discuss the sannyas ceremony. So he went there that afternoon. The secretary was there and asked him, do you have a meeting with Prabhupada? Yeah, we're going to discuss my sannyas ceremony. And the secretary said, you're going to take sannyas? Do you know what that means? That means no sex the rest of your life. Do you ever have sex desire? Sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. He's taking sannyas. So they were talking. Then talking. Then talking. Then talking. And then they were talking about who he should marry. A change of heart. Yeah. So he didn't go see Prabhupada. Next day, he called his servant and said, hey, this boy was going to come. We were going to talk about his sannyas ceremony. You call him over. So he called him over. What happened? We were going to discuss your taking sannyas. He said, well, Prabhupada, I was thinking maybe I should get married. Who's been talking to you? Well, Prabhupada, your secretary. Shyamasundar, get in here. Why are you talking to my brahmacharis? He wanted to take sannyas, now he wants to get married. Why? But Prabhupada, he said sometimes he has sex desire. Now Prabhupada made a very interesting statement here. He said anybody that has a material body will have sex desire. Even Jamunacharya. Yadavadhi mamacheta krishna padaravinte nava navarasa dhanyu yanti mandi maasi tadavadhi batanari sangame smaryamani bhavati mukha vikara sustu nishivanamcha. Yamunacharya, he's famous to this day as a great acharya. But what does he say? Since I've been engaged in the service of Krishna, experiencing ever fresh pleasure at every moment, whenever I think of sex desire, I spit at the thought and my lips curl in distaste. So he's a Paramahansa, pure devotee, but that desire comes. What does he do? He spits at the thought. Yeah. So don't be surprised. Desire comes up, but you have a material body, so let it go. It'll come, let it go. There's one... Have you all heard of this, the Twilight Zone? It was a show in America. You ever heard of this? Twilight Zone? It was pretty popular back in the 50s and 60s. But this Rod Sterling, he was ahead of his time. So some of the episodes were, actually could have been in the Bhagavatam. And I'm going to tell you about one of those right now. It's pretty interesting. So there was one criminal, big criminal in America, biggest criminal ever. So these episodes are science fiction. So they decided to give him a special punishment. They're going to send him to another planet. So they put him in a spaceship and they took him to another planet and they dropped him off with some food and supplies. And he's thinking, hey, this is not too bad. I got my own planet. But he's the only one on the planet. So, after a while, it's starting to get to him. So every 2 months they would come and give him water and food and supplies. And he would beg them, please stay. talk to me. Come on, let's play some checkers or do something. Come on, don't, I need association. Nope, gotta go. This is going on for years. And the guy's kind of going bananas. Yeah. You can imagine. So one time they come and they say, well, we have something here that might help out some. So they left him a box. Then they flew off. He opened up the box. It's a robot that he had to assemble. So he assembles the robot, and it's a woman. And she says, hello, my name is Melissa. What is your name? Hi. And he just thought, this is a joke. You're just a robot. You're just a machine. And he pushed the robot, and the robot fell down. And Melissa said, you hurt me. What do you mean I hurt you? You're just a robot. You're just a machine. You can't get hurt. Well, I'm a special robot. I have feelings. Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry. He apologized. And he started talking. He had someone to talk to. Yeah. Big relief. So, this is going on for years. Now he had someone to speak to. Huge, huge relief. And then one time, the spaceship comes. And they say, you know, we have good news for you. Your sentence has been reduced. We're taking you home, back to America. And the guy was just jumping in joy. Material ecstasy, yeah. Going back home. So he tells Melissa, I'm going back home. I'm a free man. I'll bring you with me. I'll show you America. You'll love it. It's beautiful. And the guy that brought the robot, he said, I was afraid that was going to happen. In other words, that he's going to think it's real. So he took a gun to shoot the robot. And the prisoner said, no, don't shoot, that's my friend, Melissa. And then he shot. And the next scene is the robot, is it the, out of the head of the robot, there's all these springs and wires and all the pipes. And then the prisoner looks down and says, it wasn't real. I thought it was real. It was just a robot. He forgot that he assembled it and everything. He just became bewildered. So, what does Krishna say in the Gita? Ishvara Sarabhutanam, Virta Surjan, just Brahmayan Sarabhutanam, Yantraradhani Maya. That I'm seated in the hearts of all living entities, and I'm directing the wanderings of everyone who is seated as though on a machine. Yatra. So this body, it's a machine. But we think that it's real. But it's like that. It's kind of like a robot. It's a machine. Yeah. And it's got different parts in the machine. Anybody know how many bones are in the body? 206. Almost. We all have 206 bones in our body. And that's the frame of the machine. And if you don't have the bones, if you don't have the frame, like if I didn't have these bones, this body would just be a blob laying here. That's a big part of the machine. And then there's different organs, different parts in the body. The liver, the heart, the kidneys, different, you know, between 3 and 4 liters of blood kind of lubricates the bones, you know. So it's a machine. It's an extremely complex machine. But nonetheless, it's a machine. It's so complex. This is a machine that has its own mind. Generally, you don't see machines where it has its own mind. But these machines, they have their own mind. And ego. Yeah. Very complex machine. But nonetheless, it's a machine. And the real person is the soul. And sometimes these machines, they look very attractive. Yeah. Just like Miss Universe. Of course, this is a joke, you know, Miss Universe. You know. On this planet, they have Miss Universe. Prabhupada said that the women on this planet, they look like frogs compared to the beautiful women in the heavenly planets. But here they have Miss Universe. But imagine Miss Universe, so attractive, so beautiful. And all the men are like kind of drooling, you know, looking at her. Oh, beautiful. But if the soul leaves the body, then who's attracted? Nobody. Immediately. Yeah. Burn it or bury it. Yeah. It's amazing. Such a beautiful body. As soon as a soul leaves the body, it's no longer attractive. There's no life anymore. So it's attractive because the soul is within the body. So why is it that the soul is so attractive? Especially if it has good qualities. You know, Miss Universe may be very beautiful, but if she's cruel and nasty and mean and greedy, and you know, you can only be around her for a little while, you know, after all, just can't, you know, she had to get divorced many times. So it's the qualities that actually make the soul even more attractive. So the soul is attractive because it's part of Krishna. Krishna's the most attractive. And who has unlimited, wonderful qualities. And there's one quality that's mentioned in the Nectar Devotion of Krishna's that stands above all the other qualities. And that is his compassion. Krishna is very compassionate. And therefore, Krishna comes. And he speaks the Bhagavad Gita. For us, and now 5,000 years later, still people are benefiting from reading Krishna's divine words of wisdom. And in another 100,000 years, people will still be reading Bhagavad Gita. Hopefully it will be just Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, as it is. So, Krishna's very compassionate. And not only does he speak the Bhagavad Gita, he comes and he displays his wonderful pastimes to attract the conditioned souls back to him. So he's very compassionate. And the more we become Krishna conscious, the more this compassion will also come out. It's there also, just like Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, this love for Krishna is there in the hearts of all the Vinayati. So these qualities of the pure devotee are also there. So as we continue on serving Krishna, this love for Krishna and these qualities of the pure devotee, they come out. All these qualities will come out. So, any question? Comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. My question was, how does a grihastha apply this principle of nadanam, not wanting wealth? Because it almost seems like there's never enough of it, and you keep trying to find a better job, better way to find the good maintenance. So how to not desire wealth and practice that?
You're going to have to ask some householders. I'm a brahmacharya. I haven't had to experience that yet. But there are householders. I know a few householders that... Yeah, we have one right here. Dharma Prabhu. He's a householder, but he distributes books. He maintains off-book distribution, which is a glorious way to... And Prabhupada said that it's okay for householders to distribute books and keep the profits for your maintenance. But Krishna, he's not he's not poor. And Krishna's maintaining so many. So sometimes people get too absorbed in trying to maintain the or devotees, and they forget their devotional activities. So that danger is there. But if we try to please Krishna and engage in devotional service, then Krishna, he helps. Yeah. He has his way of arranging things. So if our main desire is to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, then Krishna makes arrangements so that devotees don't have to. Yeah, in the material world, people, they're struggling so much to maintain. Yeah. But devotees shouldn't have to struggle so much just to maintain. Yeah. And if one sincerely wants to serve Krishna, then Krishna, he makes arrangements, yeah, with his, in his mystical way. I don't know if that helped any. Have you distributed books before?
Twice.
Twice. Now we have Dharma here. He could train you up. It's a nice way to live your life. You know? Because that's the main duty of a householder is to give charity. Right? Charity. So if one is struggling just to maintain, you can't give so much charity. Right? But if you distribute books, then every day you're giving charity. Because that's the highest charity, is to giving Krishna to others. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your very lively, picturesque, story-filled lectures. I have a question about Vritrasura's instructions here. He says, be equal in success and in victory and defeat. And he's saying this to Indra, who is the king of the demigods, and he's a devotee and king of devotees. So we may think, okay, in the material duties, we could say, we could be resigned saying, anyway, this is material. But how about the spiritual success and defeat? Like, if I go out to distribute books and day after day I can't distribute a single book or distribute only one book, very small one. So how can I be equal in defeat in that case? Am I also supposed to be equal in defeat?
Well, very good question. Of course, a devotee should be equipoised when there's rejection. People don't take a book. Well, yeah, we have to be tolerant and equipoised. But when that, but we also want to distribute books. So therefore, when one does find that there's a bit of a struggle and people aren't cooperating the way we would like them to, so we pray to Krishna. Actually, book distribution is all about prayer. And you know, I was listening to a lecture. Prabhupada said, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, to write his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, Prabhupada said he paid dandavats for 3 days. Yeah. And then he wrote the Govinda Bhashya. Because this was a big challenge. They didn't have a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And that was a big challenge. And now he's asked by, what was it, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, his guru, that he could have done it, but he was very elderly. So he instructed Baladeva Vidyabhushan 3 days. So book distribution also, it's about prayer. We have to pray. Not only when we're out there on book distribution, before you go out, you pray to Panchatattva, you pray to Prabhupada, pray to the devotees, the Sankirtan devotees. And when you get out there, you're praying. So it's all about prayer. And Krishna reciprocates. It's an offering. Book distribution is an offering. Just like every day we're offering bhoga to the Lord. And other offerings. Kirtan is an offering to Krishna. Book distribution is an offering to Krishna. So we pray to Krishna, please accept this as an offering to you and help me to do it sincerely. Yeah. And please send, you could also, please send people to take. And it's amazing how sometimes you go through periods where people don't take books. I've even met devotees, they go out all day long and no book distributed. Anybody have that experience? Yeah? So that happens. So that increases our desire, you know, that gives impetus to take shelter of Krishna. So when those difficult times come, then we become more prayerful. They're saying that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. You heard that before? Yeah, so you become more desirous, more intense in your prayer. So, but then when you actually surrender, then it's amazing how many people come and take books. Just like we heard that yesterday, that Krishna, he has 10 hands, he could take away, but with your 2 hands, how much can you hold? And Krishna, when you become, he's just giving. People are coming like anything, but practically lining up, taking books, you know. It's amazing, it's mystical, it's amazing. Krishna wants to see us surrender. And then he sends so many people. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.